This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, joining us now on the Ben and Skin Show is Dallas Cowboys tight end Rico Gathers. Rico, are you aware that yesterday the internet blew up with your one-handed catch?
No, I'm not.
You didn't know that?
No.
But you remember the catch, obviously.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Tell us, take us through the second you left the fake line of scrimmage to where you hauled that catch in. What was running in your Rico Gathers brain?
Just beat the man defender. They were playing man underneath, so beat him over the top and get going. And from there, just make the play.
And are you doing this interview with the mouthpiece still in?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, I'm still on the field, so, you know, I got to be protected at all time.
Is this in case skin hits you really hard? I mean,
You know, we might get into a brawl right now, so, you know, I'm ready.
That would not work out well. Let's just say, hypothetically, if a brawl broke out and you're surrounded just by media professionals, how many media people would it take to beat you in a brawl versus you battle? 25?
Oh, I mean, you know, I'm not really a violent person, but if I feel threatened, you know, I would run.
Yeah, but I'm saying, if you got to fight your way out of it, could you beat up 20 media people at once?
I mean, if it came down to my life on the line, yeah.
Come on, Rico, get a good look at me.
I mean, yeah. How many of skin?
I'll be about 25. 100 of him. Line them up.
All right, so, you know, from what we've seen, you've been having a great camp. How do you feel about the way your camp's going?
Oh, it's been good, man. The progress, man. That's all I'm proud of, man. Just making progress each and every day. And for the most part, man, you know, just believing in the process, man. It's a process to everything that's going on. And, you know, I trust in my coaches. I trust in, you know, everything that I'm putting my emphasis on in training camp and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm not really too high, not really too low, just staying real even keel.
I'm starting to think that, Rico, that's not a normal mouthpiece. Like, you didn't boil that in a pot of water and mold it around
man,
your
it's
teeth.
Molded, man.
Did, like, a dentist make it? Because you're flawless with the communication still with a mouthpiece.
Hey, I mean, it's like a grill. For real. It's like a grill right now, you know what I mean? That's how I feel.
Did you make that mouthpiece yourself? Who made that for you?
Man, they molded it, man.
Here?
Nah, we get molded mouthpieces, like, of our actual mouth, so it fit perfect.
What do you think you drop on that out on the street if you had to pay for that mouthpiece? I think it's like an $800 mouthpiece.
Probably so. I mean, to get it custom fit like this, and we got about like 4 or 5 of them.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
I'm impressed. I can't even tell if you're listening to him, doesn't sound like he has a mouthpiece in. Yeah.
He strikes me as a guy that grew up with a mouthpiece in his mouth. I mean, are you kidding me? Perfectly articulate. Okay, I want to know the biggest, most difficult jump from hoops to football.
Oh, just a lot of gin, man. A lot of information.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Coming at you at once. So, but I mean, that's for any rookie, though. Mm-hmm. Any rookie, man, coming into the game, like, it's a lot of information coming at you, man. Like, you know, them rookies that actually, you know, go out there like Dak, Zeke, and actually, you know, ball out in their first year like that, you know, Pro Bowls, like, you got to give them extra kudos, man. They take a lot. You know what I mean? But, you know, it's a lot that goes into this, man. This ain't no easy circuit. This ain't no easy transition, you know, especially for a dude like myself, man. I ain't played football since I was 13. Hmm. But, man, I'm coming out your head first, you hear me?
Yeah.
Getting it out the mud. Uh-huh.
So I came out and watched you play in the Prestonwood League, coached by Andy Alberth. He's not really that good of a coach, but he just let y'all do your thing.
He says he is.
But I came on the show, and I was like, dude, y'all should have seen Rico. He's like handling the rock, coast to coast, dunking on people, hitting threes. And they were like, Ben, it's a college basketball player. What are you
supposed to?
Yeah, so yeah, they wouldn't even give you credit for what you did on the court.
Man, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, I do that for fun, man. Like, you know, but shoot, if I ever got back on an organized basketball court, man, you'll see some real work. You heard me? NBA, overseas, whatever.
Okay, so let's talk basketball wise. On this team, who's the second best basketball player?
I don't know. Like, you got to put me first, you know what I mean? Because I actually did it.
Right. That's right.
I did
right.
it at the high level that I, you know, I could do it at, you know, yeah. Before going NFL. And then after that, man, you know, it's a lot of people at second, to be honest with you. You know, you got Kayvon, then you got my boy B. Jones be getting it in.
Jordan
Zeke be coming.
Come on, I saw Zeke play.
Man, I ain't never seen Jordan Lewis out there. You hear me?
What about, well, okay, what about you got The Rock and you're being defended by your guy, J. Mott?
Right.
All right, so how are you going to work him? Are you going to back him down and shoot the little jump hook? Are you going to face up?
Man, that's cakewalk, man.
He's a big dude.
Hey, just because he in the lead, that don't mean nothing. He's still a little bro to me.
All right, now how are you going to work him? What are you going to do? You got a live dribble.
Ask him what I'm going to do.
Okay.
he know what I'll do.
Because he's soft-spoken.
Yeah.
He's a soft-spoken guy. Or at least he is around media. Maybe he's different around you.
He know what I'll do.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? He done got it done to him a few times. Practice. You know, open gym, all of that.
Right. So, Rico, who's the greatest rapper in the world of all time? Let's say of all time. Dead or alive?
I mean, really and truly, man, I'm going to be honest with you. You know, you can't really put a greatest rapper of all time because everybody come from different backgrounds. So they got different stories to tell. I listen to rap music for the stories. You know what I mean? I want to see what this person going through, that person. You know what I mean? Even with me, like, I'm telling my own stories through my music. You feel me?
All right, so who's the greatest storyteller in the history of rap?
There's no such thing.
Come on now. It's Biggie, like, right?
No.
Slick Rick?
No. Like, they great. Like, they're greats.
Uh-huh.
It's even like basketball, man. You can't compare LeBron to Michael Jordan.
Because Jordan's the best.
But you can't compare Jordan to Will Chamberlain. You can't compare Will Chamberlain to Bill Russell.
Uh-huh.
You dig? Because we talking about rings. Well,
right.
You know what I mean? It's like, you know what I mean? There's no such thing as comparing, man. Everybody, like, writing their own story. You feel me?
Yeah.
At their own pads.
So, yesterday when you made that incredible one-handed catch, it was over Leighton Vander Esch.
Yeah.
When you guys are practicing against each other, it's hard because we overreact one way or the other.
Right.
So, was that catch, was that great, or was that Leighton Vander Esch got burned? You know, we're trying to...
Man, that's just me making the play. You feel me? But he watched the film. I'm pretty sure he came out with it on his mind. If he got that opportunity again, he'll do something different. You know what I mean? And that's what practice is for. You feel me? Just because you mess up in practice, I mean, it's practice.
Mm-hmm.
You practicing. You here to get better, man. Okay, I messed up. All right, bet. Let me go watch the film.
Yeah.
Let me see where I can correct that.
So is he, just based on your experience, you think he can play a little bit?
Yeah, he can play. He our number one pick. You feel me?
Yeah.
We wouldn't burn no pick on him. He couldn't play. he just a rookie, bro. He just learning. He learning.
Yeah.
Ask me about him. You know what I mean? Next year.
Yeah.
The year after. You feel me?
Yeah.
Is the big takeaway from this that Rico going Rico?
Huh? Rico going Rico?
Is that the big takeaway?
Pretty much. I mean, you can't count me out because I'm steady out here putting in. You feel me? And as long as I'm out here putting in, then come on, man. Sky's the limit.
What do you want to say to Cowboy? Cowboy fans love you. What do you want to say to Cowboy fans rooting for you?
Man, we out here working, man. We, as a team, we out here working, man. Each and every day, man. We trying to bring back six, cause we know we got the team to do it.
I saw your alley-oop partner right there. You guys were running in, and he threw the ball up. You alley-ooped it through the goalposts.
Yeah.
How'd that play work out?
I mean, he still got to work on his lob. He's been trying to throw the lob to me for the past 3 years, and it's been a little off. You know what I mean? It's not the ones I used to catch back in college. I ain't even gonna lie. I caught it. I dunked it. You know what I mean? He's getting better.
Thanks for taking the time to talk to us, man. We appreciate it. All with the mouthpiece in. Bravo, sir.
Appreciate you, man. For sure.
Rico, what's your favorite animal?
Sharks. Uh-huh. I love sharks.
Have you ever owned one?
Nah. I ain't trying to mess with them either.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.